Hello, internet and zombie-loving world. This is Ebola of Talk, Fear of the Walking Dead edition. I am your host, Tarnell Mims.
Dang, did you lose your train of thought?
Yeah, and I was like, wait, what comes after me? You can reach me on the Twitter at Ebola of Tarnell. I have two co-hosts with me, as always. Co-host number this guy.
As always, except for last week.
Oh,
this is Sev. You can reach me at a bowl of Sev on the tweets.
On the tweets.
Tweet at me, dog.
All right. Well, that's okay. Enough of him. Jesus Christ. And we also have.
Hi, guys. This is Eddie Riedel again. You can reach me on Twitter at Eddie underscore Riedel, R-I-E-D-E-L.
Awesome. You can also hit me up on the gram. I'm on the IG at a bowl of Tarnell also.
Are we just going to start calling it, like, Witter, so we don't have to say the Hulk, because you never say you can Graham?
Yeah, the Graham, the Witter. I'm on the Tur.
Yeah.
I'm on the Witter. Ebolaof.com is the overall website.
The Tur, the Graham, the chat.
Yeah, the Twitter and the Graham is a bowl of. Snapchat is a bowl of snaps, but we're not doing that, are we? Are we snapping anything?
No. We're not super active at the moment, but, you know. Shut up, follow us. We'll get more active.
Yeah,
if we see people there, there will be activity.
Yeah. Right. So that's that. And all complaints to a bowl of Aaron. So let's get into tonight's episode of Fear the Walking Dead. Pillar of Salt.
Why the fuck was it called Pillar of Salt?
It's a biblical term, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
Isn't it like, you know, the thing, place was like being destroyed, and if you turned back and looked at it, you'd be turned into a pillar of salt or something?
I don't really do the theology, so sure.
That's I don't know. But anyway, there wasn't a lot of salt in this.
No, but the opening.
Nor were there a lot of pillars. No, really.
The opening was interesting. So the guy that saw, what was it, Luciano's person, her brother or whatever.
Oh right, that was dead.
That was dead. Pablo, isn't that what it's supposed to name?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, because last name was Pablo. Like, yeah, Pablo. That came back and saw him all cut and chopped up. You open with him taking his family, his wife and daughter, out of La Colonia.
Was one thing that throughout this episode that I was suddenly wondering, like, why is it called La Colonia?
Was it called the Colony?
The neighborhood. La Colonia.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, it's like...
What is it called? The Colony?
They're talking in English to Nick, and, blah, blah, blah. Except for La Colonia just stays Spanish, no matter what.
Because that's TV.
Like, to give it the authentic Spanish flair or something. TV. Like, to remind us they were in Mexico. It can't be the Colony or the neighborhood or whatever. It's La Colonia, Like, I don't know. It's weird. It's like, oh, you're going to go stay in your house? No, it's La Casa.
I say that all the time. I don't know what the problem is.
Right.
Yeah, mi casa es su casa.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know. It's just a weird thing that it's like they'll decide, oh, we will speak English to you, Nick, except for La Colonia is always going to stay in Spanish because...
That's what they call it.
They call everything in Spanish in Spanish.
It's like El Cajon. You want to call it The Drawer?
Well, is that the name of the town?
That's what El Cajon is.
No, not El Cajon. I mean,
I thought
Colonia.
El Cajon was the box.
Yeah, well, no, it's the drawer.
Oh, the
El
drawer.
Cajon. Yeah, it's the drawer.
Oh, okay, yeah. I live in the drawer.
No, but I mean, La Colonia is essentially, it's a colonia in Mexico is just like a neighborhood. It's a section of the city, and you guys, that's where you live. You live in your colonia.
Okay.
Live in your
hood. But I'm just like, there's no English equivalent
is your hood
to it?
Is there no what?
English equivalent?
It would be neighborhood. That would be about as close as I can.
Yeah, it's your hood.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it just is like weird.
But see, if Alejandro had to say hood, he would have to only button up the top of his shirt.
And oh, that's right.
Hang out with his undershirt. Right.
Make sure to unbutton the other ones.
Yeah, the other one. Unbutton the other ones. But yeah, so we open up with...
khakis all creased out.
Got to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zombie apocalypse. Where the fuck's my iron? This shit's getting greased, or nothing's happening.
Zombie cholos.
Yeah. Jesus. Zolos. All right, so. Orale.
God. Zombie Holmes.
I don't know. Oh, God. All right, so yeah, so he's getting his family out, like, as if it's super duper important that they get their family out. And that he gets his family out, like he knows some impending doom that's happening.
Right. Which they never really explained.
No, they never got to that. And
well, okay, at one point they did say that the daughter was ill.
Did they say that? They said Well, I don't know if he necessarily said it.
Did I miss that?
But I know they mentioned it, like, when they were talking about him leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, then maybe that was why. Because, you know, if you're going to die, they feed you to the wall. And maybe they were like, well, we don't want our daughter
fed to the wall.
Fed to the wall.
I couldn't even imagine. Well, see your kid just randomly. Hey,
just no, yeah. That whole the wall thing is really fucking creepy to me. Yeah. It's just kind of another one of those. You guys are weird. You guys are dealing with this really, really fucking awkwardly. But yeah. So they jump into the bus, and then, you know, dad opens the door, kills the walker, drags it in. Mom closes the door. They do the whole blood camouflage thing.
By the way, calming down the kid. Were you waiting for like another Sam moment? Where the little girls are like, Mom!
I was hoping, but Mama. But then I was like, are they really just jumping to Mama. Do all the stuff that's happened in The Walking Dead? Mama! Oh, God. Mama. But you know what I mean? Like, every little instance that's happened in The Walking Dead, they do like a cheaper version of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay.
You know what's funny? I read an article talking about how, like, fear has decided to take in its own course or something. I was like, especially in season 2 or whatever, and I was like, no, it felt like in season 2 they were like, okay, you want Walking Dead? We're going to try and copy some Walking Dead shit. And, you know, like,
so instead of emptying out the rock quarry, we're going to empty out the hotel, lure them out. Right. Instead of walking through all the walkers inside the
Alexandria?
Alexandria. We're just going to walk through the wall and, you know, cover ourselves in blood there. And I love how, like, it took, well, I mean, they did it kind of like early in season 1, but then it's been such a while since they use a blood camouflage and Walking Dead sparingly.
They do it a lot, all the time.
Yeah, everybody knows how to do it now.
Yeah, now it's like it's been like 3 weeks in the row, like, oh yeah, fucking cover yourself. It's great.
Right.
Like, huh? And so, you know, they do it, they get out, and then
The mid-season finale, I felt, was very much like treating that place like the farm in season 2 and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, it was breaking down, the walkers were coming in, even though there was a lot less walkers coming in, but it somehow all broke down and everyone was all off in chaos.
Now we're scattered like we were at the beginning of season 3 or whatever.
It's so funny because, like, if you think about how many walkers showed up at the end of season 2 in Walking Dead, like that big herd that just was coming over the hill as, you know, right as, you know, Shane was being killed by, spoiler alert, got killed by Rick and what's his name, and Carl.
It's how, like, dare you? I just started binge watching on Netflix.
Right, and then it's like you see how there was like 12 zombies that like walked up past Nick as he was, you know what I mean? Like hardly any zombies were there. It's like, huh? This can't be chaos right now. Like, this is dumb.
And you also have like one of their own kind of turning into almost a bad guy with Shane and
Shane and Chris were like drawing parallels.
Right. It's like they seem like bad guys. They're being painted as bad guys, but they're just really ahead of the curve.
Right. Yeah.
In
exactly.
The zombie apocalypse. Back in season 2 of Walking Dead, we kind of did feel like Shane was a villain. And I, for one, feel like Chris is just. He's just adapting quick.
That's how I look at it, too. And then I was. Because you think of it now, like, if Shane hadn't tried to, like, kill Rick, that was his only flaw.
Yeah.
Because think about it. Had he not tried to, like, off other people,
that was,
he would have been perfect for everything
right
up to this point.
Right about stuff. You know, he did kneecap that one dude. But, you know.
By the way, yeah, if we were getting chased, I'm tripping you.
Yeah. He kneecapped that one dude. But, you know, it was to bring back the supplies and stuff so that Carl could live or whatever. Yeah, you know?
Right.
The only one of them we're going to get out. And fuck you, it's me.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, we didn't really see Chris in this one, but...
Oh yeah, Chris wasn't in this episode, but I mean...
Well, I know we were, right before we started recording, you know, we were almost having a conversation about Chris with Eddie here.
So wait, real quick,
your thoughts on Chris.
Yeah. No, I mean, the team angst, that, you know, the Chris is... I mean, he just, to me, he just needs to go at this point. I'm sorry. He's just annoying the fuck out of me. Okay, you're good with your dad, but, you know, don't try to hide the shit. Just, if you're going to fucking do it, just fucking do it. Because all he's doing at this point is just manipulating his dad.
I don't know if he's trying to manipulate him. I think he's just trying to be on his own. I think he's really kind of just ready to kind of not need his dad. The problem is Travis is not adapting, and that's really where part of the issue is.
Right, but at the same time, Chris is trying to have his cake and eat it too. He's trying to be a bad kid, trying to be the badass to kill. But when he gets back to dad, he's like, "Oh, hey, no, everything's cool. Let's get the fuck out of here before shit comes at us."
Well, the thing I think is they're looking at the apocalypse from completely opposite ends of the spectrum. I mean, it's his dad. He's cool with his dad, but his dad's not getting it. Like, unfortunately, like, I feel like Chris is fine. I'm more like Travis has to go.
Aside from the weird, like, stalkery knife moment in the bedroom, I don't know what the fuck that was about. Like,
no, seriously. No, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, again, I was still kind of waiting for, like, some kind of misunderstanding or explanation or something, which never came. And it's like,
was
he really just going to, like, stab people in their sleep? Like, what?
This is what I brought up about last week's episode when I was doing the podcast on my own, was the inconsistency in the writing of the character development.
Because
last week, you know, you had Nick was like all about cutting the drugs to get the drugs, for, you know, to give to the gang.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, no, this is to build hope. You know what I mean? This is hope for us, you know, right. Because it gives us time.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's time. And then later on, when Alejandro tries to thank him for it by giving him his own little spot, and plus he needed a bed in the infirmary, Nick's like, what? I didn't do anything big. All I did was cut up some drugs. It was like, no, that was your idea, and you were all about it two scenes ago, and now you're just acting like it's nothing.
He's trying to be humble.
Well, Alicia did the same thing. Because they were out in the boat, and then, you know, after they got, not on the boat, they were out on the shore, and they were, you know, they were, after they had cleared out, like, a level of walkers, they had cleared a floor at the hotel, and then her and her mom were out, her and Madison were out there near the pier, and Lisa kind of looks back at the hotel and looks at the pier and sees, like, the little gap, and they fall off, and, like, I don't think we gotta go floor by floor. So it's her idea to come up to actually lure the walkers out. Then right before they're about to do it, she's like, I don't know about this. Are you sure we should do this, Mom? But it's like, wait a minute. You came up with this shit. Well, like, this is you. And now all of a sudden you're flip-flopping. No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying that.
Damn.
No, but, I was going
to
say.
You should have been there last week to defend your points. Goddamn.
Right, yeah. But my
I could see the back and forth when it's all of a sudden, you know, it was your idea. You think you're going to take point. And take the most dangerous part, but then it's your mom that does it, and you're like, "Oh, wait a second," you know.
Yeah,
like it was cool. That. Like I was cool with this when I was doing it, but it's like, I don't want to throw you in danger, you know. Like I did this assuming I would be throwing myself in danger, you know.
Yeah, but, maybe.
But maybe this can be more safer now that it's going to be someone else.
Right. Mom, I'm faster.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, so that's what. And then like this, it's like he's the crazy guy. Now he's not crazy. Now he's just like. Handling business. Now he's like ready to be like join Alexandria on Walking Dead. Like he's just already there. You know what I mean? So it's like, what do you like? I feel like the writers don't know where they're going with this.
Yeah,
I can agree. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
To some degree, they might have a.
Oh, I'm sure they do. But you know, it's like the way TV shows get written is they usually all get together in like a writer's room. Like all the writers, there's usually multiple writers. Mm-hmm. And they like hash out ideas and plot lines and stuff and decide to go in certain directions. And then they divvy up episodes to different writers so that, you know, like this all gets done timely. So it's usually like if we were writers on the show, it'd be like, okay, this is what we're doing. This is the idea for the right. Okay. In that first episode where they're doing this, Tarnell, you're going to write that. I'm going to write the second episode where they blah, 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 blah. And then you're going to write episode three where, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so. And then Tarnell, you get four, you know, and they just go back down the line. So it's like there's different people are writing each episode.
But well, yeah, but supposed these are existing within the same fucking episode.
That
is also true.
Yeah
I don't know.
So I don't know if it was like last
it's
minute
expensive
rewrites.
Fan fiction,
yes, to try to get themselves to a certain point. I don't know.
But do you think fan fiction goes that inconsistent? Like
yes
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 yeah I mean, if it was the same person doing the fan fiction.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because fans are not writers.
Well.
And
I've read Twilight and I've read Fifty Shades of Grey. Oh, I shouldn't have admitted that.
Oh.
Yeah, too late now.
What you do in your free time
Immortal
is,
on the internet.
It's your own business, fuck, you know.
But yeah, so we'll did you think... I know we're still at the beginning of this episode, but hold on. I don't know, and I know it's just a thing. I know the sound of the truck was just kind of for us, but you watch this stuff assuming that, you know...
Sound of the truck.
The sound of the truck coming up, you know, after they escaped.
Oh, right.
It's like, you didn't hear the truck? Why'd you... Like you heard the truck, and then it appeared, like for a second or two, then it appeared on the corner, like, oh, we gotta get away, like... Shouldn't that have been your first thing? Like, you heard truck, like, ah, like, it was too late. They already saw you.
Like, well, if you saw the truck, I think they you saw have you. To, like, when you hear it, it's you kind of have to identify which direction it's coming from so you know which direction to hide in. But either way.
It was too late. And then, yeah. So they took
then
them
they
in.
Snatched them. Oh, there was that moment where he poured the water on his face and the blood dripped down. And I was like, oh, what if it gets in your mouth? Would you, like, get infected? You know, like,
oh, aren't they already infected?
Well, I mean, like, you know, like, equal to a bite.
Yeah. Like it would turn them?
Well, yeah. I mean, if Nick survived eating, you know, parts of a dog that's already been ingested by walkers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, there's been a lot of, well, weird stuff.
Well.
I guess I'm not a scientist.
You know what? Let me go back a little bit to when they get out of the camion, the truck thing. Yeah. And the dude is, like, all with his knife up and, like, you know, looking at the walkers. Why didn't the walkers react? I mean, it's not just about the smell. The previous Walking Dead has shown that if somebody's acting weird, they'll jump on him.
It's more the bigger movements. Like, I was okay with him, like, slowly going in their face with the knife.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, that's a slow movement. And they're kind of like, they're all kind of like hunters. So it's like kind of like being looked at weird. They wouldn't care. But it was when he, like, made the quick hand movement of, like, beckoning everyone.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, it's safe. And he, like, quickly moves his hands. Like, I thought that would have been something like, oh, there's something flapping. Let me eat it.
Yeah.
That bothered me.
I guess if they wouldn't have made it out, it would have been no episode. But, so we get the music again.
Our theme song.
Yeah, normal theme song.
Our 5-second theme song.
Whatever the hell noise I did. Yeah, bong. Noise thing. I was like, oh, there goes that wonderful piece of audio.
It's almost artistry. Like, what, your PlayStation booting up?
No. The
original one?
It's like parts of a modem connecting.
Right? Old school 56K modem connecting, but remixed.
Yes.
By Puffy.
Wow.
Yeah, so they come back, and you see, of course, lo and behold, Ophelia took the truck.
Yay.
Ophelia's back. Is. Woo!
And then it's hammer time.
Yeah, so she gets up to this restaurant hotel and, like, all right.
She's, chicken of the sky, by the way. Pollo cielo.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what's cielo? I was like, I don't know. Whatever, I'll ask.
Similar maybe. To ceiling.
Or it could be chicken heaven. I have one of the two.
Yeah, I like the chicken heaven. And,
We got chicken of the sea. You know.
Yeah.
This
is like chicken of the sky.
Chicken of the sky.
It's like eagles. I don't know.
Yeah, so one of only few, like, deaths in this, the other only death in this damn episode was...
zombie death.
It was a zombie death. Was this little walker that was in this restaurant and turned around and just got... Took it out.
Takes the claw part of it in and then scooped it out.
Yeah, scooped it out.
It's like, oh, that's a bit excessive.
It's excessive, but that's effective and that's awesome.
Yeah. And she almost kind of looked pleased with her work, like, fuck yeah, I fucking did that.
Yeah. Claw end of a hammer is pretty awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, but then she stares off into the ocean and then just starts reminiscing about
flashback.
About her boo-thang. And,
who was mentioned by Strand. Obviously, he wasn't good enough because you guys aren't together.
Right.
So it's kind of a, you know, foreshadowing for this.
Yeah. So she goes back and thinks about that and... Then she comes out, and evidently he was trying to get her to go with him to Mexico. But it's almost like her.
Is that where they were? Were they in Mexico?
Yeah, that's what it seemed like to me.
Yeah,
it felt like they were there. Maybe.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't entirely sure.
Rosarito, for the most part, is a big tourist town. So
yeah. But you know, evidently, he really hasn't met. Like, she's been dating him, but not really introduced to the parents?
No, I think they knew him. They met just, her twice.
That's what I mean. Oh, well, introduced, but not really like close to that. Yeah, like they met him twice. So I was like, all right, I guess. But then, you know, that's all over. That was all over and done. So, all right, so Ophelia's back. She's by herself. Do you think she... So why do you think she took off? Like, why do you think she left? On him?
No, I think on the group.
On the group. And why is she stranded with the fucking truck? Without, you know, take the truck and leave.
Well, I think it's a little bit like the actress when she was on Talking Dead kind of alluded to. Like, that it's like, well, you know, it's like... They didn't need the truck. They were at the hotel. Like, there was clearly supplies. Like, I saw that, like, things were good for them, and they were probably going to stay here. So I was like, you know what?
You know, they had hot water, so.
But there was no way to really know that they would have, or that it was 100%. I mean, yeah, they cleared some, but clearly it wasn't.
Sure, full. But I mean, you know, it's like, you know what? You guys got this from here. I need to go handle my own drama.
And it might have been Strand's comment that was kind of the trigger for her.
Maybe.
What, that...
Mentioning the one that got away.
Right. Yeah, maybe. Because that was just like...
She's like, you know what?
Such a dick move, but whatever.
Well, it was totally a dick move.
Yeah, sure. But it's also like, who the fuck are these people? Like...
They are not my family.
My mom's gone. My dad's gone. All you people I just fucking met like 2 weeks ago. So like, you know, like... What the fuck do I even care about you people for, you know? Like,
I guess.
Or however it's long it's been since the initial breakout.
Yeah, that was a couple months, but...
Yeah, it was a couple months. Whatever.
But still, but, you know. Well, I guess going through all that together, to, you know, with them, it's what are you going to do? I mean, you kind of know now that everywhere is fucked.
Yeah.
So...
Well, but it's like, there's only one other person... Both my parents are dead. There's only one other person in this world that I loved and cared about.
Well, and not to mention, you know, the what? Parents
fuck
were...
It. Like, what else do... She was mentioning, like, giving up. You know, like...
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to make it. And so the it's whole reason like,
that she wasn't together with him was the parents in the first place. She right. decided to stay with the parents.
So I think it's kind of like her giving up. Like, the only thing that she has left in this world, the only thing that matters to her was...
Was him.
Was him now. So that's, like, all that's left. So it's like, you know what? I might as well track this down. And, you know, that's really the only thing that's... worth living for anymore that I can see. I mean, other than that, we're just living for the sake of living, just to spit in death's face, you know?
That's a good reason.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
I'm good with that, yeah.
Fuck you, death.
There you go.
Take that. Not today. Not today!
Right, so then, you know, they basically see her siphoning some gas, using those mouth skills.
So and, now we know that she God, spits and does not swallow.
Right. Quitter. And, so... Then the next thing you see is her come up to a fork in the road, and she chooses USA instead of Mexicali.
Which kind of made me wonder, like, oh, I guess she's going to go to New Mexico or something?
Isn't that where she's going more east.
Yeah.
That's where he said he was going, right? New Mexico.
Yeah, New Mexico. So she's probably going to enter in and just head east, but probably, you know, like,
I hope she has her passport, like, in her papers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's hope that.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, so moving right along is we go over to the hotel.
And that's the last we see of Ophelia.
Well, no.
No.
And then...
we see her again?
Yeah.
When?
Well, we'll get there.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you. Don't go ahead.
Yeah. Jesus. Fuck you, Ocean.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah. So, we're... So then we descend upon, you know, Madison and crew getting the hotel in order in a nice little fix-it-up montage.
Little montage. Yay.
Yeah. So, you know, they
go there, fix some stuff, go and plant some plants.
Yeah, so I was like, some stuff,
surviving in the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Was it just me, or I was expecting when they were fishing off the pier for like a hand to come up or a head.
Yeah, it was, you know, totally, it's like, oh, you got one. It's like, oh, that's a big one. And then I was expecting a whole zombie like on the hook, like, ah. They're like, oh, no, throw it back.
Yeah.
Cut the line.
Because, I mean, that's where they dumped all the walkers.
Yeah, that was like yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's like, why are they cool with being on the beach? Like, the water doesn't kill them. They're not going to drown. You guys know this. You were out on the water.
Right. Yeah,
I saw them. They just kind of bob around.
Right. Where'd they all go?
And there's waves, so it's like the waves are just going to throw them back on the shore. Like, I don't
know. Well, no. The whole thing was that the undertow was so strong that they were going to... So they're just going to create the floating island of zombies that they ran into while they were...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, out and about.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. I think that sign was in Spanish.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Probably. I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. The sign was in Spanish.
Yeah.
But I thought it was in English underneath. Oh.
Not that I remember.
If it was, it was really small and I didn't read it.
It was, yeah, happened to
I just
fast.
Saw, she saw a sign that like had a weird picture on it, and then she was like, Eureka.
Right.
Peligro. We'll throw them off the pier.
Right. Yep. So Elise and Hector start talking, and then they're talking about pretty much her brother, you know, Nick.
Oh, right.
You know, they're like, you know, what's, you know, is he out there? You think he is? And she's like, I can't even. Like, yeah, I mean, he's always been.
This is after she ate it on a surfboard on dry land.
Yeah.
Which was about the worst fake fall I've ever seen. It's like, oh!
Dog, you sure are a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just a klutz. I guess me and my brother, you know, we would fall or something. I don't know.
Stupid Americans.
Excuse to talk about my brother.
That's right.
Oh, let me ask about him some more then. Oh, well, you know, he's not in the picture.
Yeah, so they talked about it. It's like, there's no way for him, for her to know what's, if he's out there or not. Like, it's, this is a different
it's also age weirdly,
where there's no communication.
It's like, come up a lot, and it hasn't been mentioned that, oh, well, he was with us, but he left. You know, like, it's just been like, oh, so is he dead? Oh, no. No, he's out there somewhere, you know, like, and no mention of to how she knows that aside from,
in one
like,
form or another.
Well, you know, like, a week ago, he just split on us.
So, I hope he is. Like, yeah. But yeah, so then, you know, so that whole conversation happens. They jump to Nick and Luciana back in La Colonia.
La Colonia.
There you go. And, you know, they find out that Francisco's been gone because, you know, one of the other scouts knocks on the door and interrupts the sweet love making. Oh, I don't know. They might.
No, I think it was after.
Yeah.
Bra was already on.
What was it, Zev? How was it going?
Sweet, sweet lovemaking. Get it, girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's tasty, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah. Just grab on, girl.
Oh, my God.
You know we going for a ride.
Oh, Jesus.
A ride to Love Town. Population, you and me.
No. Ciudad de Amor.
Oh, my God. I
La
can't.
Colonia de Amor.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, anyways, they find out that Francisco's gone.
Con sexy time.
In Telemundo.
Con sexy time.
He's the one that's throwing the random Spanish
it's
words in.
Con sexy time. Oh, man. All right, so. God,
you guys actually published this, right? I mean, seriously, this isn't a joke. You're not just.
No, this is 100% getting published.
This is the run through.
Yeah, oh I'm going to. Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're recording?
Yeah. Hashtag cone sexy time.
Go ahead. You got to put it up now.
Yeah.
You said it.
Yeah, write it down, Tarnell.
Yeah, I'm
writing it. Anyway.
Oh, my God. All right. So, so when Nick and Luciana found out about Francisco being gone, you know, him taking off, they start freaking out. And Because I don't remember his name, but the other scout is like, I'm not going without him. And Nick's like, no, but we need water and we need to get them their next supply of oxy. Otherwise, this is going to be bad. Pissed. So
they're going to come back and take my hand, y'all.
Yeah. So Nick's like, no, he told him, dude, I'll go. Like, we can do this. So, you know, he offers, but, you know, everyone now is like, even though he's proven that he can do the runs, then people are still like,
no, it's like, now nobody leaves. Everybody stay.
Yeah, that's weird. But they go back to the hotel. Oh, man. And they're all sitting there talking about, you know, getting gasoline and everything. They're just chilling in the room. And then you get a knock on the door.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, God. Well, you know, I assume like, that all the gas stations are...
Pemex.
Have been ransacked already.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like, hey, due diligence.
Gotta check,
of course. Due diligence. Fine. We'll go. Blah, blah, blah. Good times. Oh, there's a knock on the door. It must be room service. I'll go get it.
Yeah.
I was instantly like, why is somebody knocking on the door? Something bad is right about to happen. And stab.
Right. He opens up the door. The wife, on the wife, the fucking mom of the bride-to-be, the wife.
The white lady.
The white, yeah, old white lady, just has some knife, opens up the door, and she sees him, and she stabs him in the, you know, in the side, you know, in the gut, and says, "You took my daughter from me."
At and then first, drops the like, knife. There was this just weird look on her face, because she did it so fast that I almost thought, like,
she walks out, she drops the knife,
stab somebody else or something like
that. Yeah, I totally thought that was meant for Madison, by the way.
Yeah. Maybe because it's because I want to kill Madison, and it's like,
I well, everyone no, else because does. He was the one that actually went and took care of her.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot about that until she mentioned it.
Right. Right.
Because she had this weird look on her face, kind of like, oh, whoops, my bad.
No, my thing is, what was your plan if Strand hadn't fucking opened? Like, how did you stick to the good? Like, this is the thing, I know they wrote it, so he got stabbed and it worked out that way. But let's just say for sakes of just real world, you know, real world purposes.
Because her son was in the room too, right?
Everyone was in that room.
Right. Her son-in-law.
Yeah, her son-in-law.
Yeah. Her son-in-law and his brother. And, like, everyone was, they were all hanging out there. And, you know, he knocks on the, she knocks the door and straight, like,
maybe what she if Alicia okay would have
opened up?
Maybe she would have been okay with stabbing the son-in-law because she would have just said, she would have catered her message and been like, you allowed my daughter to be killed or something. But Stranded is like, you took my daughter.
It was just, and then she drops on, you know, drops the knife and just walks off. But it's like, what was that?
If it was Madison, it would have been like, you aligned us with the people that killed my daughter.
Eh. It was a little good. I'm like, I get the stab. It was just like, that was a weird way to go about it. I'm like, this is a bad old lady. So on the Sometimes Talking Dead,
you get that stabby urge and you just gotta get it out.
But no, it's supposed to be brain, brain, brain.
Well, she stabby, stabby, know. Stabby, brain, brain, brain.
She doesn't know. She's new.
She's new and bougie.
Yeah, yeah, and she's super bougie.
So
Bougie,
what do you guys think should have been done with her?
You know, it's like later on in the apocalypse, I would say, you know, she has to go, like, he's killer. But it's so early in the apocalypse that it's kind of like I felt like maybe the right move is to imprison her. You know, lock her down. Put her in timeout. Tell her to think about what she's done and how she's hurt people. That her actions are hurtful.
She's hurting with
no,
hurtness?
Yeah, yeah. You're hurting with hurtness. No. Yeah, I don't know. I think the wrong move would be to banish her, because it's like whenever you do that, they always come back and it usually isn't good.
Well,
yeah, and that's my thought on banishment is Carol, you know, negative, but well, Carol is that she's the exception to the rule.
Yeah,
she's the anomaly. But like, what are your thoughts, Eddie? What would you have done?
I honestly, I think that she should have just been exiled at that point. Honestly, she's absolutely right. I mean, you cause harm to somebody within your own society. There's no way that she can come back from it. Plain and simple. So, you know, boot her out, lock the gate. She wants to stay there, that's fine. You can put a chain around her when she dies. She can guard the front.
Yeah, see, my...
Chain that bitch. Chain that bitch. Chain that bitch. Oh.
Hashtag chain that bitch.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, yeah. You know, I was starting to come around. You know, Madison started, like, taking charge of the situation.
Oh, totally.
And I was kind of like, okay, is Madison, like, going to emerge as, like, the leader and stuff? And, like...
She already has at this point.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if you've listened to any of these podcasts for really any amount of time, you've heard my opinion on Madison. And...
Spoiler, she hates her.
Yeah, yeah, she needs to go. Eileen, the mother of the bride... stab Strand, and you know, I'm like, you're right, she does need to go. We need to kill Madison. Oh wait, who are we talking about? You know, I don't like Madison. I hate, like, all the care, but like, I finally see her, like, you know, like, taking charge of the situation and, you know, keeping everybody grounded,
right?
Being like, okay, this is how we're just gonna deal with this,
right?
You know, it's like, okay, enough about that, just fucking lock her up for now. Who cares? We'll find out our motivations later. Right now we need to fix Strand. How do we do that, you know?
Right. Yeah. And,
it's like,
and
oh, you're actually doing good things.
Right. And she's this saying, no one from this point forward does this. Right. You can't do this. Like, yeah, you're right. Okay.
This is the one warning for everyone. Right. First warning and everyone's first warning. Next warning, I guess, is exile or whatever.
Right.
You got to go.
We agree. Agree. Yes.
Okay. Exile you off the balcony.
Yeah. I think I would have killed her. I just would have been like.
You just would have just completely offed her?
Oh, dude. She.
Hey, on your way down, head first.
Hey, look at the flowers. So, you know.
This bitch needs to look at some flowers.
Right. So then, you know, they have the first aid, but it wasn't enough. Evidently, I guess. Oscar's brother is a doctor or something?
Well, I think he said he took like a year and a half pre-med.
Yeah. So he was trying to, you know, he needed to disinfect, he needed other stuff. And
I need a plot device to make us reunite with Nick.
Right. And so, So Elena says she knows the place, but it's dangerous. And then,
I was like, oh, yeah, that's going to be TJ.
Right.
And they did mention Sonarrio, which is the mall right next to the border.
Oh, that's funny. So, you know, so that's just a place that no one's dangerous. I kind of feel it too, like it's dangerous. I was like, let's see where this ends up.
I kind of knew where it was going already.
Right. And although I thought
maybe she was going to go to the pharmacy, like she knew that the pharmacy, like the pharmacist,
Alejandro?
Yeah. That,
No.
Alejandro.
Alejandro.
Alexander.
Yeah, speaking of which, he's next up. Yeah, but Alejandro asks Luciana if she knew about Francisco. Like, he starts being real accusatory, spiraling out a little bit, you know, kind of being accusatory to everyone. Like, how, you know, is there what else leaving? Who's else leaving? Who's what? No one wants to stay together? You know, no one wants to keep us together? What the hell? Blah, blah, blah.
You're in a rush to get out of here? Why do you want to leave so quickly?
Yeah, Luciana's like, because we
weren't always supposed to leave today? Like, you know.
Right.
That was the mission?
Water. I mean, agua.
Yeah.
No. It's pretty suspicious. Well, why do you want to go? Yeah. No, seriously. You asked me to go yesterday. Like, right, I don't understand why this is a weird thing.
Yeah.
No, clearly you have other motivations.
And he's just like,
I don't understand why you're in such a hurry to go today. Well, the deadline's today and they're fucking murderous criminals.
Right.
Seems sketchy. You stay here.
And then he got upset because everyone's like, and Nick's just looking at him the whole time like, fuck's wrong with this dude?
Why are you tripping?
Yeah. And, you know, Lucy, and then, you know, his, yeah, it's basically, he ends up being like, you know what? I ain't asked to be leader. I make all the decisions, but that's what I am.
It's like, but I got this bite. And it's super real, you guys.
Yeah, it's like,
I didn't just spoon this out, okay?
Right. But,
I didn't take an ice cream scooper and just meticulously scoop and scoop and scoop.
Could you imagine if that's what happened? and what she saw was just a walker like eating the chunks out
and as he's spooning them
into its mouth.
He's spooning his shoulder out to keep the walker away.
Yeah.
take that. No, keep that. Oh, go away.
But yeah, so he just said, you know, Luciana tells him, you know, you need to talk to the people. They need to hear your voice for a bit of reassurance. He's like, no, they need to hear your voice.
And because it wasn't even the people. It's like the scouts. Scouts need to hear your voice.
Because you've been out there. You know what's up. Blah, 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 blah. Because
he went and talked to the people.
But not yet. Not at that point.
No, not at that point.
Yeah. But it's so funny because after during that, he asked her if she had talked. She said, oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, you're going to do it. He's like, wasn't not all of a sudden he trusts no one.
Yeah.
Like right. Francisco left and now everyone's a suspect.
Paranoia.
You didn't do what I told you. You must be against me.
Yeah. So yeah, that was just that was so weird.
Why did the two of you smell like sex?
That's it.
I smell Bedusi.
He hit it. Oh, but that's it. Seb, you know, you found out that they're having sex and now I hate you both.
You're all abandoning me. I was the one that was supposed to have sex with the gringito.
Oh. Wow.
Oh. All right.
Well, then. I don't know. Who knows?
Hashtag sex with gringito.
Right? All right, here we go. Which one of these will I use, folks?
Who knows? Well, you'll probably already know because hopefully we're promoting this. before you listen. And stuff. And there he goes, scribbling it out on his paper.
Got it. All right. So, yeah, so he tells the people that, you know, we're all together. You know, we're stronger together than apart. You know, death cannot take us. You know, this, his whole normal spiel about, you know, sticking to one and what's out there is evil and we can beat the evil.
Yeah.
You know, death, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Blah. But as he's talking, Nyx is looking at him like, this dude's full of shit. He's lying. I don't believe him.
Now, yeah, bit. Now it is. Because an episode ago, he was like, oh, we must listen to everything else.
Right, right. He said just, he said exactly, like he was chanting along with it.
Right.
And now he's like.
But did he even know the words?
No, I don't know. I think he knows.
He's like, I'm learning Spanish.
Blah, but now blah, he's blah. Just like looking like
this it's like dude, being in church.
Right, right, right. I just it's just so again the 180.
Right.
The 180 I can't stand. You know, Nick's done like this complete 180 on how he feels about Alejandro and his like leadership skills and how much faith he has in him. Because I remember, and you know what else is funny? Remember before how like Alejandro was asking him about his faith. He's like, I don't really like, I'm not into faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really, I'm not doing good on like, you know, just leaps of faith and stuff like that. But now he does said he has faith in like, in their ability to survive. But he just needs to do what he needs to do. And meanwhile, Alejandro's like, no, I just ask you, trust me. He goes, you want me to just blindly follow you? And like, you know, they're getting to this, they're almost.
It's like, well, remember I was talking about faith? That's what faith is.
Right.
That's when you trust unconditionally, you know, in without someone knowing. Or something.
Right.
Without burdening with proof, you know, that's faith.
But I feel like with that, there's kind of almost this power struggle now
mm-hmm.
within the three of them, between Luciana, Nick, and Alejandro.
He also seemed almost like Alejandro. He seemed almost like sick or something, you know, as he was like desperately making these like. Nobody no. leaves. Nobody blah blah. No, we stay here. Seem like sweaty and like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
All these weird. Ultimatums.
Although I don't know if he's like if you know maybe the bite's finally getting through.
Yeah, or I was almost thinking that, or as I was like, is he like a pharmacist that's like getting high on his own supply or something? Or, like you know,
there could be that.
If anything, you know, Nick would be able to pick up on that easy.
Well, that's why.
Like Nick, he's kind of picking up on him. Like, hey, something's up with him. You know.
Right. Yeah.
All that packing oxy, he's been absorbing it, and he's now all
well. Well, isn't it? Wouldn't it be interesting that you know Nick, you know, kind of the drugs to like help out the you know the gangsters, is actually cutting into his personal stash?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not. I doubt the writers are as good as me as coming up with this kind of stuff. But
wow.
But I mean,
sorry, I didn't realize that was fired. A brilliant plot twist you just came up with.
It's fucking amazing. Oh, okay. But
Tarnell is for hire, and he's available at
a bowl of Tarnell.
Oh my god! So I was gonna say send your resumes, but no, that's backwards.
Yeah,
send your job offers.
Yeah, but yeah. So I'm trying to figure out if they're just having to do that to like accentuate. His panic, like they overdid with Chris and his weirdness. Like they're just, it's just a thing that they're doing for that episode. Like he's weirded out. But or does Alejandro know that? Yeah, we're probably not going to get out of this one. That they're going to come. But I don't know how. What else to
well,
do?
Well, there must but be to, but to unless lock it is in. Just as simple as the daughter is terminally ill and they just want to save her from the wall. If that's not the only thing that there is, then there is something more sinister. Going on there oh. That would cause a whole family to flee. That,
no, you know, no zombies in the basement, please. I mean, they're already on the wall. I mean, we don't need
right. Anymore. Well, yeah, that's kind of the thing you've always been wondering what's
they
up with.
Eat the children.
Human venison.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
They're but, not just cannibals. They're even worse than Terminus. Oh.
But you know, it's like every place has the one weird, like, dark secret.
Yeah.
If it's not just blatantly bad,
right.
It's like there's always something like weird about it. So it's
like, oh, this place seems cool. Yeah, let's stay here for like in a set amount of time. And now we discover, oh, something evil. We should leave. We don't want you to leave. Oh, we got to kill everybody now. And death, death, death.
Yes.
Zombie horde just shambles in.
Yep, yeah. That's pretty much.
We're here to help zombies.
That is your season-by-season recap of every season.
Right? Every episode ever. But yeah.
Every episode, every season.
Every season. They, yeah.
You build tension and you get to those points. Right, that is right. The summary of every season.
Right. Outside of season one.
Yeah, the CDC was season one.
Yeah. Outside of season
one. Another safe place that they found the dark secret that he was going to nuke them all.
Oh, yeah. Because
he had given up hope.
Fuck. Yeah, every
season. And they go bail, and then a horde of zombies comes walking in.
How are we not writing this crap?
That's what happened with the farm. Dark secret, we're keeping them in the barn. Oh, no. Fight. This horde of zombies walks in.
No, the prison didn't have a dark secret, but Woodbury did.
Oh, yeah. Woodbury totally did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which eventually came back and...
Came to the prison.
Twice.
On a tank.
Yeah, on a tank. And then... Who else? Oh, yeah, Terminus.
That was obvious.
Alexandria.
Was there something before in between the prison and
Terminus? No, they were just traveling.
Yeah, they were just trying to get... They were all scattered and getting...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, remember Beth at the hospital? Yeah, they're at the hospital.
Oh, the hospital.
Oh, wait, they're not all that good either.
Here's the dark secret.
Yeah.
And zombies come walking. Did zombies come walking in on that one?
No,
they did just kind of walk away from that
one. Yeah, yeah.
But not, here's Beth.
Beth didn't walk away.
Hashtag spoiler alert for everything we've said for the past, 5 minutes. That might be a little late, but, you know.
Yeah, I feel like if you're watching Fear, you probably are all caught up on walking there for the most part.
So. Oh, my God. I was going to say, if you're watching Fear, it's because you can't get enough Walking Dead, not because you never watched it.
Right.
Because this is just my opinion.
Uh-oh.
I think Fear is inferior to The Walking Dead.
Pun not intended.
Oh, that's what it should be called. Inferior The Walking Dead.
Inferior.
Not Fear The Walking Dead. Inferior. The Walking Dead.
All right. Anyways. So, Elena and her nephew Hector are arguing, blah, 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 blah. We don't know about what at the moment.
Right.
And then Madison tells Oscar's brother and... Fuck Alicia, I'm like, who else is that person that's there? And Hector and they will stay there. They'll be back in 2 hours. 2 hours.
Yeah.
Just keep Strand alive. And
I remember
that chick, and I was like, all right.
I went to Google Maps and looked at the distance between
Rosarito and Tijuana.
And
it's easily.
It's 20 minutes or 30 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
2 hours.
And the whole reason I brought up the picture, because El Pelicano...
Oh, yeah, I saw you Google something earlier.
Yeah, it's a play on the Comercial Mexicano. I think I mentioned that before. But I wanted you guys to see, the logo. There it goes.
Yeah,
see the pelican on there?
Pelican.
If you guys can look it up on Google.
That's funny.
So, yeah, that's the play on it. That's the store.
Okay.
And we'll also make that available to you on the website.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put it on the website.
Yeah, sure.
Super easy.
There you go. I'll add that to the
post.
Yeah, yeah, to the post. Yeah. Yeah.
No problem.
I can totally do that. Yeah. And so, is it 2 hours? And I was thinking, is that enough just to leave those three there to guard the hotel? What's something else goes down? I realized, oh, no, wait, there was other people there, too. So there's
more than just two people there.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, all right.
Remember they had a whole, community worth of people in the montage?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Gotta have a montage.
Gotta fix the generator.
Now we're farming vegetables.
And locking up the gate.
Now we're fishing at the pier and learning to surf.
Falling on our ass.
Because we're dumb white girls.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, no.
Because it's a montage.
Yeah, so it seems that, Elena's nephew is part of the gang.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
She has two nephews.
Part of the culeros.
Yes. So Hector's one, and I think his name is Antonio is the other. Antonio's the one in the gang. So the whole time that I realized that they were going, once I figured out, okay, they're going to the gang, I was like, oh, Nick's going to be there at the drop-off, and then this is going to turn into a whole big shit. And, I thought that this was going to be a whole big thing, but that didn't end up happening. Something dumber happened.
But what yes. happened? What happened, Tarnell?
Well, do you want me to get into that, or do you want me to get into...
I don't know, get into it.
All right. So they flashback again real quick to Nick kind of talking to that other scout. It was like, hey, remember how you said you didn't want to do it without Francisco? Hey, remember, you know, let's do that run. We got to do it. Come on, man. Just me and you. You know, we'll do it later on. He goes,
come on.
Did you tell Luciana about it?
Güero's got your back.
Yeah, he's like, nah, but it's good, you know. We'll do it tonight. We'll do it at night. It's like, all right. Then he goes over to Luciana, who was, you know, talking to
the circle,
yeah. And then they get into talking about, you know, whether or not, you know, what he's going to end up doing, you know, mm-hmm. you know, kind of about the run or just whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she's just like, oh no, you're all selfish. You're a selfish bastard. Da 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 da. Kind of checks him to make sure he doesn't go.
Right.
But he's like,
he's trying to save people.
Right. Well, it's just funny to get this argument, you know, because she's all still believing in Alejandro. He's like, right. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, he's stupid. Like, right now. Like, this isn't making sense.
It's like, no, but he saved my life that one time. So I will never question him.
I will blindly follow him.
Right. He's like, you know, he saved you. He's like, no, you did. Oh, yeah, that's right. So hot. Just stay here, so then.
Fucking bite your lip, yeah. Boy.
Mm. So I'm the boss, bitch.
Mm. I'm going to put you in your place and I'm gonna fucking kiss you to make you remember you're fucking mine.
Something about the psycho ones always being the...
Yeah. The crazy ones are always the hot ones in bed or whatever.
Give me that sweet white ass, Gringuito.
Yeah. Is that the pet name now, Gringuito?
Yeah.
What was it? Sexy?
Con sexy time.
Oh, man.
Jesus moving Christ. Right along.
Yeah. All right, real quick. All right. So
I don't know why, but like when they were arguing, like I could almost feel like this little bit of sexual tension. And like,
oh no, yeah, that was 100% when
it ended with that kiss, it just completely fucking made sense.
Right. Yeah, well I almost knew it was gonna be like, oh, they're about to bone down, aren't they?
Well, I think that was from the very beginning. You wanna come in and have a drink?
Well, no, even before that, like, just, yeah, just the whole thing.
Does that happen before or after?
I don't know, but their whole thing just seemed to be, every time they're around each other, it's like, oh, time to bone down.
Yeah.
Or we just got through boning down.
Yeah. One or the other.
Yeah.
Hi, Nick. Hi, team bone down.
We have two modes, boning down and just finish boning down.
That's them. Yep. So yeah,
that's where I want to be in the zombie apocalypse.
Yep.
Right, I guess.
Yeah.
Go ahead and drink your drink there, buddy.
Okay. Okay.
You have it hanging way out to the side.
Well, it's the ice was the ice was rattling, so I was like, okay, get it away from
chocolate rain. Alcoholic drink.
Chocolate rain.
Asterisk, I put my drink away from the mic when I sip.
Oh, oh my gosh. So, the Madison and the Elena and the Oscar.
They
arrive at the supermarket for the gangsters.
Jesus. El Pelicano.
Yes. And at first, they don't
let... They're carrying this weird cooler.
Oh, I knew what it was from the get-go.
Right. They're carrying the cooler, and they're like, oh, get Antonio. He comes in. He comes out. He's like, the hell? All right, fine, whatever. They let them in, but they don't let Oscar in. They're like, no. Nobody with a penis walks in
right.
here.
I was almost kind of like, okay... Entering the rape dungeon.
Right?
Things just got about to happen.
Things like, just got a little rapey.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was going to happen. But,
yeah, but that didn't happen at all.
No.
Damn it.
For some reason, they were just like, nope.
Oh, man. Maybe it has something to do with her being one of the guys' aunts? Like,
I don't know. Well, but they were like, hey, random white chick, you come in.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, random dude guy, You stay outside.
Time to bone down.
Yeah. Outside. Yeah. Oh, no.
So they pretty much, you know, they start talking and, you know, Elena starts talking with her nephew, Tony, and she tells him, oh, you know, your brother missed you, whatever. He goes, oh, well, why didn't he come? And she has no answer. And it's like,
because reasons.
Yeah.
Right. He's male and defending.
Right. But yeah, so
you know, we're cool at the hotel. Why don't you come join us? You can leave these assholes.
Nope.
Now, did anybody else notice he was doing the junkie scratch as he was walking up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Scratching his, like, arm. And...
Right.
Oh, I need the oxy.
Yeah. So they needed more. So they pretty much came. So we need medical supplies. We will exchange him for the ice and the fish. Now, here's where I have problems.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be my same problems. But just to acknowledge the quick little fact that they, like, opened up the cooler. And it's like, I thought you guys would like this. We caught it fresh this morning. Okay. Yeah, no. Fish are cool. The ice is fucking bomb, though. You got more ice? Oh, well, yeah.
We'll give you as much as you want.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, the ice isn't a problem. Okay, then, yeah, fucking the ice is gold. Fish are like, oh, okay, food,
But this problem isn't the first time that they make a big deal about a cold drink. I mean, right. After the whole beach thing, right. Mom comes up with lemonade or some shit. Yeah. It's like, oh, ice. It's like, ah.
But here's the thing. That particular ice is covered in fucking raw fish.
Oh, well, you know.
You can use it to cool. I mean, there's a whole bunch of, like, barrilitos and... You know, I'm sure there's some Tecate. Just fucking throw it in there.
Yeah. I guess. I was looking at that. I was like...
You ever drank warm beer?
Not really.
That's my point.
That's why we fucking declared independence from England, because they fucking drink them warm over there. These goddamn toothless bitches. Right,
but I mean...
We need a map for every time that you offend somebody outside of the globe, you put a fucking pin in it.
Yeah.
Offensive bingo. We'll just have, like, countries and stuff and, like, you know... What's up?
Spain 36. Spain 36.
I've got bingo.
I don't know why. Just figured there'd be old people. Fuck them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, what if they're listening?
Now you're offending old people. What country are they from?
Oldestan? Me offending old people? You need to hear the other podcast, because I fucking...
that's right.
I'm about to do it again.
Cross promotion. Listen to The Tangent, where Town and Isle goes off on old people.
Yeah, I forget which episode that was.
I forget.
Listen to them all and find out.
Just listen to them all, yeah.
Yeah.
We offend someone in almost every episode, and Town and Isle chose old people one time. And was like, they need to die already. That is like a direct quote. So anyway, back to Fear.
For me, I was just like, really? The ice fish? Like, you're really going to put the fish ice in your drinks?
I don't think necessarily that he was saying, like, oh, this ice is amazing. I think it was more making the fact, that they can cool something.
You can make us ice.
No, the point of, I appreciate the fish. I would have just loved a fucking cooler full of ice would have been better, you know?
Right.
So I think it was more making a point as opposed to, like, oh, we're going to eat the shit out of this ice, this fishy ice, you know? But, you know.
They're going to eat the ice?
No, they're not.
The fishy ice.
Oh. The icy fish?
No, I'm saying they're not going to eat. They're not going to eat or ingest the ice.
Oh, okay.
That's all fishy.
Right. Right. That was my point.
They're just making a point that the ice is more valuable.
Oh, right. Because that's why I generally got confused. I'm like, that's ice. I don't know. Sure.
I'm not going to put that in my water.
You're right. That's basically where I was at. I'm like, no, thank you.
But you could take your bottle of water and put it in there.
Yeah.
And then a couple, you know, time later.
A couple time later?
Well, I was going to say minutes. And I was like, no, that's not long enough. Hours. No, that's probably too long.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure 2, 3, 4 minutes in the ice is better than it not being in the ice.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Sure.
So...
Well, I mean, you know, like 10, 15 minutes in the ice and you're probably golden.
Yeah. Or cold.
Or colden.
Yeah.
What's up? So, no, my problem with the whole scene was our whole little fucking... Oh, what's this? There's a random interrogation in this half-blown apart room that's weirdly exposed in a weird manner.
Everybody can hear what they're about to try to get out of them.
For some reason, we're inside like a supermarket, but there's just a chunk of a room up there missing. Even though this isn't like a war zone. Like, I don't know why there's a random chunk of wall missing inside of it.
For some reason, when the apocalypse goes down, everything gets destroyed.
Right. Even though it's just zombies.
Even though it's mindless people just kind of walking around. Like, I...
But, you know, loading? Whatever. Somebody got angry and threw somebody through a wall.
No. Guys, it's Mexico, okay? That's how it looks.
All right. Fair enough. Eddie is our senior Mexico expert.
Senior Mexico correspondent.
No, senor.
Right. Mexico. That's right. What I meant.
But yeah,
with
so
the Enye.
So that so the when they do hear, Madison is like, "What are they talking about? What's going on up there? Like, why are you so fucking nosy?" You kind of established these are bad. Wait, that these are bad people.
Yes.
They all have guns.
Obvious guns.
You're there. Them. They're there. You're there for medicine because Strand is running out of time. Well, I mean, you don't know, like, he's, like, desperately on edge, but we really don't know the condition of Strand's health, how bad it is.
They made a point that it's, like, it'll only be a couple hours. Okay, hurry. Because,
this guy's not going to live more than a couple hours.
Essence. These are bad people. She told you this is a dangerous place. You can tell me you walked up, dude, at the thing.
They separated you away from the muscle.
Right.
Right.
So that's the real reason, not the rapey thing. I think ultimately it was just like, you're the women, you're weaker. We're going to separate you from the guy who we think is stronger, and we're going to keep him outside.
Right.
You know. So that you guys don't pull no shit.
Right. Right.
Continue on. I need to drink heavily through this. Go ahead.
So, she's asking... So, Marco, the leader of the gang...
Polo.
...is yelling, at Francisco and his, and his wife... Uh-huh. And they're saying, so what's
who up? Are separated from their daughter.
Obviously, right. Yes. From their daughter. He's asking them, where is
La Colonia?
And they're like, we don't know. We don't really, he's asking them, look, where's our daughter? Oh, don't worry. She's safe. She's safe. But they're saying all this in Spanish.
Right.
Right.
So that's going on. Elena can hear. Madison can hear. Madison is like, what's going on up there? What are they saying? What are they talking about? And
then she breaks it down to her.
They're asking about some neighborhood thing, some colony. They don't know. And then they were talking about, I guess they had mentioned, the American with brown hair, whatever. I don't know why.
Ratty hair.
And it's like
several problems with this.
I don't think they would have described him. At all, they're just the gringo. Where's the widow?
How did they describe him? Could you hear the Spanish? Eddie speaks Spanish.
Not clearly enough
to decipher it.
Exactly.
But all he would need to say is, what's the, where's the white boy, the American, whatever.
El forastero, el gringo, el americano.
Yeah, something like to that nature. But just to describe his look is weird.
Yes.
It's
too very specific.
Very unnatural.
Well,
it's also specific,
but also not specific enough, especially in the apocalypse. Like,
everyone's
this is the apocalypse. Everybody has ratty hair.
Right.
Like, because nobody showers anymore. Because that's not a thing anymore.
Right.
So it's like, how is ratty hair a descriptive term? And how is he the guy with ratty hair anymore? Like, I get it before the apocalypse, but now it's like, well, everybody has fucked up hair,
Right.
What?
And how do you know he's the only white person down in Mexico? I mean, we're in TJ, which is right next to America.
Dude, there are several Mexicans who look like white boys. Full Mexican.
By this point, Nick doesn't
entirely look American. If you watch boxing.
He's darker and,
Yeah. He's not even like, he has dark hair, brown eyes. If you pay attention to boxing at all, Canelo looks he's a goddamn ginger. He looks white as hell.
Yes.
But he's like Mexican. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So it's like Mexicans really range.
No, they do.
From very light skin, from very fair, blonde, light hair to very darker, you know, right. dark hair, darker skin. I mean, and it's like
the only identification for him would be that he can't speak Spanish, or at least he couldn't at that point.
Right, right.
Now he's working on it.
But. Right. But right. it's still, it was one of the things where I was like, fine. Let's say they said the guy with ready hair.
One, there's that, the fact that they're giving these overly descriptive things of the white boy.
Right.
Two, why is Madison so interested in what they're saying? Three,
she's nosy as fuck. But
why is her friend? What is it, Elena?
Elena.
Yeah.
Why is she translating everything as opposed to just saying like, it's none not of our important. Business. It's not important.
Right.
They're talking about some other colony, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
But instead, she's giving her like a word for word. You know.
Why is she being an interpreter instead of just kind instead, of loosely? Doing the loose. I don't know, they're like arguing about something, some guy or something. About some
especially
people.
When she's like, you know, like...
We need to be cool.
We need to be cool.
Because we could die.
Because we could die. But instead of being like, I don't know, they're arguing about she's something that's not related to this.
Yeah.
She's feeding her. It's
instead,
like, yeah.
she's like, there's some colony, they're very specifically asking about a Mexican and also some American guy. And what else? What does the American look like? I don't know. He's like 5'8". He has dark brown hair.
At one point in interrogation, are you getting
right?
This
like,
yeah, why are you being so formal about this? And
what if you don't want her to care? Why are you feeding her all the information? You can filter it out.
Yeah,
and be like, it's not important. It's not important. And she can keep asking, and you can just not give her any information, and you're saving both of your lives. Like you know, like that's. Fully within your right, and that's what you should be doing.
But apparently, in this show, when an American asks for a translation, they have to do it.
They get it exactly.
Nick and Lucy,
the same exact thing.
Same exact concept.
Tell me what they're saying.
But I'm going to translate for you anyway.
Okay, translate for me. I'm going to say these things, and I'm just going to faithfully, even though I have no faith in you, I'm just going to
parrot everything. I'm
going to be your UN translator and just say whatever the fuck is said.
Right. And then it's like,
and then finally she hears there's a white boy with ratty hair, and she's like, what?
She goes all tiger mom.
Boom! Sprints down the aisle. There's nobody watching them, apparently. They just leave them alone, even though there's a bunch of armed guys everywhere.
No one yelled at her.
They don't stick one person on them.
Right.
They're just like, you have free reign.
And I think, well, maybe part of that it was just because that was, it was his name's aunt? So they kind of let it go a little bit?
I still think there's one dude just chilling with them,
right,
to make sure that they don't like pickpocket gancitos.
Yeah,
you know that there's been a rash of that going down.
Yeah,
apparently,
especially from white people. Yeah. And here's another white chick.
And what's the thing is the nephew even complained about her bringing her there.
Right.
Yes,
he complained about her bringing Madison there.
So she's able to sprint. By the way. All the way, like, upstairs to this office, she can find the path for that and not run into anybody along the way. She gets all the way into the room and starts just screaming, who's the white boy with the ratty hair? Where is he?
Tell me generally where it is. Tell me. Even though she knows that the other guy's trying to get the location of the colonia.
Is his name Nick?
And then the wife
what's his name?
Has to give the look.
He's like, no, don't fucking say anything. Don't say anything. And she's like, sorry. I can't tell you it's Nick. Oh, whoops. No, she doesn't actually say that. But, you know, it's like.
No, but she gives him a look like.
Well, she looked and then she just went.
Can I say
she
yes?
She kind of squinted and just like, I can't say anything about this.
And so that's all Madison needs. It's like, yes, you said it with your eyes.
Pretty much.
Definitely my son.
Where is it? She's like, I'm just trying to find my son. He goes,
meanwhile, the ruthless...
Marco.
The ruthless leader
of
these former criminals, now that there is no law, you can't really call them that anymore, is just like, hey...
Warlords, gangster, warlords.
Yeah. what's up with the chick? Like, come on, get her out of the room. Come on.
He kind of told her, you know.
Do you want to die?
Bitch, I mean, everyone's lost somebody, you know. Like, he understood her fully. Listen, some bitch.
Which is weirdly understanding.
But he spoke to her back in Spanish, which is so funny. He understood what she says, but he spoke to her in Spanish. But anyways, and they get around. And
quick,
I'm like,
translate it. Translate what he said, all of it. Okay, now I'm going to tell him something. You translate it all back real quick.
I just don't understand. Like, okay, so they got out of there. They got their stuff, but it's like...
I think the moral is you need to filter white people. Filter your translations for white people. Because fucking they will just... They don't know any better.
They will land you in so much shit.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I just...
And I had just started building a little bit of respect for Madison.
And it all went out the window.
It all went fucking out the window in that scene.
The last, like, 10 minutes of this episode.
Kill Madison. Back to kill Madison. You know what? Just fucking shoot her right there, dude. Come on, Marco.
Yeah, do us a favor.
Put one in her dome, please.
Yeah, that was frustrating.
And he didn't. He was just like, oh, whatever. Bitches be tripping, am I right? Just let them go. Give them whatever they want. We'll take their fishy ice. And, you know, that'll be a day. I'll just ignore this now.
But the
back
the
to
nephew,
my interrogation.
Yeah, the nephew says never come back, right?
Yeah, he said. Yeah, he said.
Oh well, he was never come back. Basically, I think because he's like, because we're probably not going to be here.
Because right. Because remember, they're thinking of taking over the other thing,
right? Colonia.
Yeah,
and he feels like they've gotten enough information out of those people to go raid that place. So it's like, don't come back because we probably won't be here.
Yeah.
Right. And if we are, like, it's probably be dangerous here anyways, because some people may be
barbers. Although, you know, it's like, well, shit, if you're leaving.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to come on back and help myself when you're gone.
Yeah, right?
Don't mind if I do.
So, Strand is sitting there talking with Alicia, and he's pretty much, you know, they're kind of going back and forth, and they get into it about her growing up and growing up with, you know, basically how it was growing up with her mom and her brother.
Being basically a shadow.
Yeah, in the shadow of Nick.
Right, and then, yeah, that's what they were talking
about. You'll never live up to his drug habits.
Right, and so Strand just tells her, listen, you know, make yourself known to your mom. Like, you have to make yourself be heard. You know. But it's weird. I feel like there's a weird thing with, like...
If she doesn't see you, then you make her see you.
Yeah. Strand's an interesting character because it's like... He's always working angle. Like, dude, you're stabbed. You may or may not make it. You know, in this world, it is uncertain. You know, injuries are actually way more deadly and volatile than they are in the normal world. And you're sitting here just trying to, like, get angles and, like, still, like, butt it. I don't know the way he butted it up to you. Like, there's no reason to butt it. Like, you already know she's kind of, like, at least it's not going to, like, abandon you or, like, fuck you over.
Yeah.
So there's no need to, like... Get in close, and like you're, and, you know, just like in last couple episodes, he was been. All right, yeah, this is.
Hold on. Slurp. I thought I was drinking loud.
Yeah. All right.
This bitch over here.
Oh. All right. So this, you know, so. Oh goddamn. Hold on.
Okay. Strand and.
Right, right. Like, at least, like.
Alicia. Yeah.
Wow, fuck, what was my train of thought? Pause for the dogs.
Blew up over there.
Well, no, because I was saying, like, she's. You know, he's always working angles. You know, she's.
What did he call himself? He's the manipulator of people. Something of people.
Oh, it was something almost sexual. Yes. Seducer of people?
Yeah, seducer of people.
Yeah.
So it's like he was trying to kind of throw that way. Just to, hey, you know, I'm feeling you're horrible. Here, I'm going to seduce you with...
Yeah. I mean, he, you know, he's trying to get, you know, to, like, you know, make her see you and everything. But it's like... You don't have to work an angle with her. She's, like, she's there.
Yeah,
and,
I don't think that was necessarily him trying to manipulate her.
No, I don't think manipulate her, but still, just the way, like, I don't. And, that's what I was gonna say. Sorry. So just a few episodes ago, he was like not sure what home was. He wasn't right. sure. He was going to help clean up the place, but he wasn't going to stay. Like, right. no one there was family. Like, everything, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. But now, suddenly, he's, like, confiding in, and I don't know if this is, like, a deathbed thing or what it is.
He's starting but, like, to get attached to Madison. You know, they had their girls' night out drinking at the bar.
Right. yeah, it's like, he's getting attached to him. It's like,
Alicia's starting to grow on him.
Right.
With her horrible bedside manner.
Well, and, good at the start, but really right, just crashes right. and burns after.
And then I changed my mind.
I take it back.
Your bedside manner is abysmal.
You are a dirty-ass bitch.
See, so
that's my people. Line for her.
No, oh, okay.
You are a dirty, dirty girl.
Oh
my God.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, anyway.
Uncomfortable podcast.
I'm going to take some ice. And oh, no, but...
Fishy ice.
Ah. Girl, this ice is going to smell like fish when I'm done with it.
Why she got to be all fishy for?
That's just the way anatomy works.
That's the way it is now in the apocalypse? All women know. Oh, could you imagine?
Anyway. I'd rather not. Thank you.
All right. So.
Because we're not big on hygiene.
We in all the have apocalypse.
So.
Even down there. Gets ratty.
Holy shit.
What's up?
All right, we got to work.
Creep meter just redline. Move along, move along.
So
I'm talking about dreadlocks. No! Below the equator.
Oh, God.
I'm fucking done. Hashtag dreadlocks below the equator.
Oh. So anyway, they come back and they're like, oh, what took you so long? It's nighttime already. You said a couple hours and it's nighttime. And it's like, hey, yeah. Madison's all like, oh, whatever. It's fine.
Well, right before this, before this happens. Uh-huh. Is the last thing we see of
La Colonia.
Oh. La Colonia. Is Nick's kind of just, he's surveying the wall.
Oh, did we see that already?
Okay. No, it's happening right now. Like, he's surveying the wall, and he's seen all, you know, seeing all the walkers, he's just kind of looking out. And then he's like, what the hell is that out there? Then he realized he sees somebody looking at him.
Yeah. And I think them looking at the binoculars and seeing that gringo with the ratty hair.
Yeah, it's like, okay, they see him, so this is confirmation, this is it.
Right.
So now the, you know, it's like,
it's like, oh damn, I'm super identifiable because I'm the only white boy.
Well,
I shouldn't have been out in the open.
Well, not just that, but it's like, well, I'm, even if he wasn't, I mean, he's got pretty recognized. I don't think they would have mistaken him for anyone else.
Especially in the
picture. Well, I mean, he's one of the leads in the show. You totally recognize him wherever he goes.
Exactly. And so, and you know, I'm looking at this like, all right, is he aware that someone's looking at him, or is he pretty sure that that's who he thinks it is? Like, that's the gangsters.
I think he's pretty sure because he's been paranoid about it the whole time. He's like, that's all he's been saying. It's like, listen, we have to do this meet because if we don't, they need this stuff.
Right.
Like, if we don't give it to them, they're going to come for it. They're going to come for us.
Right.
So it's like they're already, I think, he got Homeboy to agree to go with him. I don't think we actually fully covered that. He talked about it, but they were like, we'll go at night.
Yeah,
he's like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But it's so it's like, I think he sees them and that's, he knows because it's like, oh shit. Like, we didn't make the meet on time.
So I wonder, in my mind, I was like, I wonder if since he knew he sees them looking, if he could like make hand gestures to say, hey, wait a minute.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know. If you like, I don't know, like, yeah, just hands up, like, pause, just, you know, figure out, like, wait, just hold on. Just wait.
Two words.
Night. Right. Yeah. Yeah, like.
Sounds like.
All right. Like, point it to the sky and then hand down, like, nightfall.
Right.
Boom.
It's not going to work.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, at least though there's an acknowledgement and maybe there's a bit of understanding.
I work in technical theater and there's constantly, I've been on stage and somebody's in a glass booth and I can't yell at them. So I'm making hand gestures like I'm telling them to turn on these lights with my hands. and they just look at me stupid. And they make weird hand gestures back at me, and I'm like, what? No, 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 no. You turn on these lights. No, not those. No, these lights, the ones in my face.
Turn
I'm
on.
I'm shining lights in my face with my hands. Can you not? Why don't you understand that? You know,
like, well, I don't really expect them to fully get it.
Right.
But at least, there's an acknowledgement of, hey, I see
you. No. We good. We, drugs. Like, you point to your nose like a snort. Like, drugs. And then you point at your wrist like a watch. And like, late. And sun down. And you, like, make it like a sun going down with your hand.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, but
I'm saying it's not going to work.
I know that's difficult. But I'm just saying there is some kind of knowledge. Not like, oh, I'm trying to duck out on you. Like, so that he can say, look. So that, again, it's trying to buy them more time.
Right.
So that when he does make the meet at night, be like, hey, look, we tried. There's some shit going down. Because one dude, you know, homeboy ran away, and then now leaders, you know, people are tripping. So it was hard for me to, like, just leave when I was supposed to. I've been trying, but I couldn't get out. Here we are. To try and ease it over.
That's a lot to try to communicate over.
These are not an understanding.
No. I'm saying once he sees them.
Right.
But I mean,
these are the same people that it's like somebody was like, no. I'm legit running away from the colony or the neighborhood or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, get in the truck. No, I don't think so. Get in the truck. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't care about your reasons.
Right.
Truck now. Torture later.
Well, yeah. So,
words are relevant.
Súbete la troca.
Yeah, so then we see our second...
Yeah, súbete, motherfucker.
We see our second scene of Ophelia, and she's got another flashback, and this is when she's like, she kisses the rosary, she's like holding the rosary.
Yes.
And then she's like, just, she's talking to...
Flashes back to her, talking
to her mom about...
Say, oh, she got another episode on the show. Good for her, that actress.
Yep. And so they... They have their talk, and then afterwards, because it was her basically saying she'd do anything for her father, father do anything for her, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, husband-wife thing, and that's when she's like,
how did you know that Dad was the one?
And she said, from his penis. No, she didn't she didn't say
Why
that.
Why didn't I see that coming?
Well, I thought the real word, like, she was like, God told me, or
yeah.
Jesus was like, yo, pick him.
Because he sings.
Yeah, but then, you know, of course.
There's something about, like, God speaking to her.
So. Yeah.
Because remember, she's super deep into that spirituality.
Right. So that happens, and then she's like, it flashes back, you know, to present day, and she hangs the rosary up on the rear view mirror. She's like.
And then that's when she drives to the
U.S. Yeah, and that's when she's like, I understand now.
Right. Which, by the way, that's why I thought we were done with her, because you already talked about her going to...
Oh, yeah, and everything. Yeah.
Hanging the rosary from a rearview mirror is about the most Mexican thing you could do, I swear. Everywhere you look
I'd say
there.
About that, yeah. If it's not Mexican doing it, it's Filipinos. It's one of the two.
Well, it's that's, a very yeah. Catholic
which is the same thing.
Catholic, yes, okay.
And Mexicans are very Catholic.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yep, and then we get to the final shitbag of the whole goddamn episode.
The beacon.
So they come back. So they get back.
It's
nighttime. What Seth was talking about, you know, they get back from the.
Oh, what took you so long? You said 2 hours. It's been, we're not going to say how many hours, but it's nighttime now, bitches.
And then Oscar's pissed off. Yeah, your mom almost ruined the whole fucking deal. And, you know, Elena says, oh, your mom tangled with some very, you know, tangled with the wrong people. And yeah. Da-da-da. So I'm all
she hears something about some white boy with ratty hair, and she flips it, and she's like, what?
Yeah.
Ratty hair? That sounds like my brother. And she's like, could be anyone. You know, right.
But here's what's funny is, like, they don't say what happened. So it's like, I don't know if they got detained, if they got shot, if they got threatened to get shot, you know. Because, you know, when
we saw... In the episode, it sounded like it was like, okay, get out. You know, like, so it's like, if anything, that got expedited.
Right. So,
if anything, I thought they didn't get the drugs, but they clearly came back with the drugs or
right. Because the way he was like, because the way Antonio talked to Elena was like, "Don't ever come back here again." Da, 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 da.
It was here's your shit.
Yeah.
Now don't ever come back.
Right. So, but the fact that it took so long, it's like, what took so long to get back? If you were just in and out.
Right. We saw the whole exchange, and that wasn't very long.
It wasn't. So what the hell? Anyways.
Maybe she decided to start looking for Nick.
Right. So then, you know, they're sitting there talking back and forth about it. And almost in no time,
Eat at Joe's.
Yeah, the fucking big light for...
The whole thing lights up.
The whole fucking hotel lights up. The words for it at the very top light up. And
the rooms with lights that were left on all light up.
Right, everything lights up. Everyone's like... And everyone's like, what the hell is she doing? Oh, gosh, she's doing it over... You need to get, you know... So, you need to get a handle on her. Fucking Elisa goes up like... What are you doing?
At first, like, I didn't even piece together that Madison was a fucking stupid bitch. I thought it was crazy old white lady doing some random ass shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
You know what's funny? I did, too.
Because they were like, oh, it's her. Because peeps, I don't remember who it was, but somebody was quick to be like, oh, she's at it or something, you know, like. And I was like, oh, it must be the crazy old white lady. And so they run to go deal with it, and it's Madison. And it's like, oh, God. Fucking damn it. Right. Kill this bitch already. Yeah. Oh my God.
Right. So it's just... she like didn't get it. She was like, no, you understand there's a chance. It's a 15-mile ray. Of course it's him. It's God. Blah, blah, blah. And Lisa's like, everyone can see this.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone can see this.
Living and dead, everyone can see this. God damn it.
Right.
This is true black like, right now. But, no light but, pollution at all.
Right.
Right. Yeah, you have the only light in a 20-25 mile radius or more, but I mean from visibility.
In the circumference of the earth.
Yeah, well, I mean, from a visibility standpoint,
right.
That is the only light now.
Right.
Yes.
So everything.
I will note like, that Rosarito is surrounded by hills, but whatever.
Surrounded by what?
Complete, like, little mountainous hills. All
right. Around. Yeah, but still, if you're... If you have eyes at that time,
yeah.
And you're with your view with eyesight, the line of sight, you can see that.
Right.
It's a hotel, which means A, it's towering over everything. You probably saw it in the like a shadow of it from the moonlight anyways.
Yeah.
Cuz it's above everything else. Now you have the big red light of the lettering on the hotel.
It's also on Hotel Rosarito. It's also right on the beach. So any boats off the shore have now seen this.
Right.
You know. So that's a beacon to everyone on land and sea.
Right. The dumbest thing you could probably do.
And she's just sitting there with like, no. Like, he'll see it.
See, he can see
it.
And
it's like, no, bitch. He left us.
Right.
It's not like we got separated. He left on purpose. Why would he come back? He could change his mind. Motherfucking bitch.
I wish Alicia just would have just turned it off on her own, or just slapped the shit out of her mom.
Slapped the shit out of her mom and like pushed her aside and just shut that bitch down.
And she's like, "I'm here. Why isn't that enough?" And she's like, "You don't understand, the mother's." It's like, "No, you're missing the point. You have more than one kid."
I understand because you're a mother because I'm your daughter.
Yeah,
right.
Do you remember that? You remember when I came out of you? That was the thing that happened. I know I wasn't first, but I'm still here, bitch. I'm the only one that is still here. I'm the only one that wanted to stick around with your fucking stupid ass that needed to be killed off already.
Right. It was just... It
Why
was
don't more, you preach?
That was a whole...
That was getting a little personal there, isn't it, Sim?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Mom. I'm your daughter, too. Why won't you look at me? No, I don't
know. But yeah, that was just... Oh, God, that was so horrible.
Yeah.
It really was bad.
Again, like, she had already gone back down to kill this bitch in the scene before.
Right.
With her stupid shit in the supermarket. But now this just brought her to another level. That it's like...
It's a whole new level of stupidity. You had just found shelter. You had just found secure shelter. Right. And now you're putting it completely at risk.
Shelter with supplies.
With supplies, absolutely.
This is the exact kind of like irresponsible, unpredictable shit that you said we need to imprison that fucking Eileen for.
Right.
Because she's crazily stabbing people and we can't trust somebody like that. You just put everyone at fucking risk. This is even worse than what she did. She only stabbed one person.
Right.
You're trying to get us all killed? The
whole hotel.
Kicked out? You know, shot something.
Right.
Overran.
Yeah.
You just literally put up a beacon that said that we're here. We're obviously doing well because we probably have supplies and we clearly have power.
That's the big thing.
Which is another premium.
Oh,
That's probably, power is almost probably a bigger premium than ice.
Well, the power makes the ice. So,
right. Right. Well, I'm just saying from someone else's standpoint that doesn't know about ice. Like, if you were to say, what do you have? Oh, we have power. You have what?
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, we have power, and we also have ice makers.
Yeah, the fucking gold
inside mine. Where we supply all the power to.
And I mean, at this point, we know that zombies follow shiny things too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You know that diverted a whole bunch.
And then we cut away, and there's what's his face?
Yeah. So then they pan back way back in the back and far enough, and you see Travis by himself.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, light.
No.
No, I'm sorry. No, he actually didn't say anything. He just saw it. And walked.
But you know, his thought was, the only person stupid enough to turn that on is Madison.
Right?
Oh, it's Madison.
I almost feel like he knew.
Oh, that's my dumb bitch.
Like, I almost feel like him seeing that, almost like he knew, he knows, like he almost figures it's them.
Yeah.
The only thing that could possibly cheer me up from like having my son ruthlessly kill somebody in cold blood is that sweet white poon.
Sweet white poon. Dreaded poon? Oh,
man. I
needs to get back to that.
I guess. Oh, man. Which means he left Chris for no reason.
The green guy with the ratty hair.
Yeah, like, almost like he left Madison to go be with Chris for no reason now. Because Chris is going to be with Chris.
Shit, fuck.
He's running around with the jocks.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that whole
scenario. We'll get caught up with Chris and such.
We'll see. I have a feeling that, like, at some point in time in all this, you know, everyone's going to run into everyone. There's La Colonia. There's the hotel. Although, I don't know, because
there's already a connection.
There's a connection between the hotel and
the gangsters.
Which is a connection to La Colonia.
Right.
So it's now the light has connected Travis to it all. Ah.
I feel like at some point in time, we're going to get Danny in this.
What?
I feel like he's, I don't know, like...
He's still running around somewhere?
Oh, yeah, he 100% is. He is. I think he is.
Yeah.
In some form or fashion, he is. But I feel like he's gonna pull a Morgan or something. He's gonna come out of nowhere and just be all...
Sick. Is he gonna have a bow stick, too?
Yeah, he's gonna do something more badass. He's gonna
appear, like, 5 seasons later.
Right? But yeah, so that was the episode. It is... The only thing we saw from the preview was a bunch of people at the gates being asked to let in, and they're standing there with axes like, no.
Sorry, no.
But it's like,
eh. No vacancies.
We'll see how bad this gets. Can't stay in one place.
Fucking Madison.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
Yep.
So yeah, so that was the episode. Let us know what you guys think. We think Madison's retarded. I don't know. Okay, here's a question.
Answer it.
Are we... what? Who do you think will lose this season?
Who do I think will lose? Oh.
We have 3 episodes left. Who's dying?
I misheard that. I thought you said, who do you think will lose, not we will lose. I was like, wait, who's playing? Like, who's going to win? Who's going to lose? No, who do you think's going to die?
Yes.
This is a question. Well, I hope it's Madison.
I don't think it's going to be Madison. My money's on Travis.
You think it's Travis?
I think it's Travis, and I actually think Chris is going to do it.
Huh. That's interesting.
Patricide there.
That would be a reverse of Walking Dead. That would be Shane killing Rick.
Sure.
Well, you know, I'm just saying.
No, yeah.
You know, with the parallels and stuff.
Yeah.
We already had that moment once where, like, Chris was in that weird blind rage and almost stabbed his dad, you know, when he tried to corral him in.
Oh, yeah. With
the bloody feet and stuff. I don't know.
I think in this next episode, Travis is going to do something to one of the other kids. And then that'll put, like, Chris on the hunt for Travis. And I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think if Travis dies, I don't think Chris will do it. I think it'll maybe be one of his homies, and then that will set Chris back into the group. Either that, or I think Chris is gonna die.
And that, well, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All right.
I just really hope it's Madison. I just want it to be Madison. Please, Madison.
Yeah.
No offense to you as the actress. You appeared on Talking Dead a couple times, and you seem like a cool person.
Right. But your character is
horrible. But you need to be unemployed. Right. Because I hate your character.
There you go. We hate your character. Hashtag con sexy time. All right, so for Eddie and Sev, this is Tarnell. This has been A Bowl of Talk for the Walking Dead edition. We will see you next time. Zombie noises.
Already opened mine.
Oh, that's fine.
That's fine.
So
crackle, crackle.
Addendum. Oh, Jesus, this is really loud. Open it away from the mics. Jesus Christ. You don't hear it. Oh, you don't have your headphones on, so you don't hear it. But,
almost something like a fire crackling.
Yeah, I know. So,
Building's on addendum. Fire. We're fine.
Postscript. Eddie was kind enough, because he's our Mexican connect, to buy us some gancitos. which, if you remember, was what... Oh, my God. Crinkle, crinkle. which is what...
Nick
shoplifted from the supermarket and almost got his hand... You motherfucker! Almost got his hand chopped off for. But then we discovered that if you want to bed a strong, sexy Mexican woman...
Gancito is the way to her heart.
That's the way to her heart. You got to shoplift it. And then throw it at some little Mexican girl.
Here you go.
Here you go.
Let's go have some sex.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, we were going to eat them on the air.
See, this is how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, see? I'm opening it away from the mic, and it's not super... Oh, Jesus Christ, Tarnell.
Your radio is not on fire, or whatever device you're listening to. All right.
So, anyway. So, I've had these before. Yeah. Yeah, Tarnell, this is your first time, right?
Yeah. What about you?
I can't remember. I feel like I've had these before.
Possibly. Cheers.
Cheers.
Nope. Nobody looks disgusted so far.
No, it's good. Tarnell's going in for a second bite. He's chewing. He's thinking about it.
Oh, God, he's crinkling again.
He's a son of a bitch.
Crinkle once for it's good. Crinkle twice for... I need to spit this out. childhood.
I'm just going to take... This is apparently Eddie's childhood.
Yep. Now, they're also better frozen, by the way. If you've ever had gancitos, they're really good frozen. But
it's pretty good.
We've been sitting out here for a while.
If you've never had one, it's like...
It's like an angel cake.
It's like, yeah, it's like cake, like a little cake bar covered in chocolate. And on the very top, there's like a layer of like kind of like cream and like what, like strawberry jelly?
Yeah, strawberry. It's like strawberry jam. And then it's all covered in chocolate with chocolate sprinkles on top.
Yeah.
So, diabetes in a bar.
Diabetes! Tarnell has yet to say anything aside from crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
And yum.
That son of a bitch. Did he even say yum? I don't think he said two words.
I don't know. He's kind of making faces at me now.
They're pretty good. I just finished my whole bar. It's kind of like... I don't think Twinkie is the right word.
No. The bread is too dense for a Twinkie.
Right.
And then the strawberry.
But it's almost Twinkie shaped, as it's like kind of a long, kind of cakey bar.
That's what she said.
Welcome, Tarnell.
Right on time, sir.
Actual words. But it's, you know, covered in chocolate.
Very good.
It's got little chocolate sprinkles on the top.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a...
Not enough chocolate on this bitch. Like, let's put some more on.
Yeah. It's like black on black frosting. You know.
Black on black frosting.
Yeah, I couldn't say crime. That doesn't make sense.
All right. Well, yeah, these are pretty good.
Yep. Yay, words.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's been gancito time.
Hashtag gancito time.
Yeah.
So that is us trying out gancitos. Tarnell, definitely for the first time. I think I've had them before.
I definitely have had them before.
Eddie's definitely, he's like reminiscing right now. Going back to grade school.
Yeah.
Do they have grade school in Mexico?
Yes. It's called primaria.
Oh, that sounds fun.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Oh.
The first time around wasn't that great.
We had to go twice?
For a certain grade.
Oh. You don't want to say which one?
I guess it doesn't matter. Six?
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. Fuck all you, right. Sixth grade.
Yeah, fuck you.
And then eat you, Gansitos. Oh, God damn it. Oh, motherfucker.
There's the zombie noises?
Gansito time. Gansito noises.